Greetings, everyone. I'm Jimmy Janton, and after the efficiency of recording last week's cast, I'm going to try this again. Freeform. No big script, no jotting down ideas for an hour. Just keep a few reminders handy, just in case, you know? Well, that's the kinda new stuff. What's really new is combining the Goal Review podcast and the Goal Setting podcast. Let's see how it goes. Crossing fingers. All of that really is almost easier done than said. And all of that really is almost easier done than said. But I'll get to that. Instead, here, let's go over the goals for February. As a reminder, I had 4 goals in February. The first one being overtime at my day job. The second being purchasing property, finding a home to own. The third being writing, if overtime and home allowed for it. And my last one, more of a passive do this every day kind of thing, is a yes-no list, and follow that to the T. But let's start with the first one. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Overtime. Overtime is going in. It's just putting it in. It's not been as much as I thought it would be. It's come out to be quite a deal less, about 5 hours, because our commit dates have been pushed back. Regardless, I remain ready and steadfast to put in an additional push if required. I'm already doing an extra 2 to 5 hours a week anyway, but that's since been eaten by meetings, as I'm a lead on a small group of developers over a particular function area. Anyway, for overtime, let's count this as a success. The second goal is housing and property searching. I've done that every day for at least an hour, at least an hour. Some days it's been, well, the only thing I've done. I, myself, though, am an example of how you can move to close on a property that you find within a month of starting. Of course, I'm negating the lifetime of preparation and discipline it took me to get here and the finances built up in reserve to make such a commitment, one of the largest commitments somebody can make in their life. But hey, will it work out? Do I need to keep searching? Whatever the case, we're going to count housing as a success for this month. Now, writing, the third goal. I am recording this podcast a little early, about a week early. I'm recording on the 22nd. And that means I have 7 more days to get 8 more hours in to meet this self-set goal. Which is doable. 8 hours? 7 days? That's a lot. And I want to get it done. And I think I'll be beginning to get after it right after recording this. Maybe get something to eat, but who knows. So check back on the blog for a true success or failure of this writing goal. The fourth goal, though, is the yes-no lists. Blessed be the list makers. It's so much easier to keep track of what's important when it's written down, visible to you 24/7. I have this thing on my phone lock screen, so it's always there as a reminder. When in doubt, just pull open your phone, don't even have to put in your password, and you can see what is important to you before saying yes or no to anything. And speaking of, for a people pleaser such as myself, it's so much easier to say no if something is not on your yes list. I've said no to lots this month. Group workouts, casual eating out, random mingles, and boatloads of frivolous activity. I hope it's actually not hurt my relationships too much. However, for the relationships that do matter, they know what I am aiming to do, and I feel, at least to my face, they're supportive of it. So I try not to forget them. I appreciate their patience. I appreciate your patience. And yeah, it's been very easy to say no to things, having that kind of support and having it written down, because it's like giving your future self permission to say no. And that will be a podcast topic at a later time. Meanwhile, let's count this as a success. Okay, why did I say all this was easier done than said? Well, for March, we're going to have the same goals. Count it round two. I will be closing on a house, but who knows what could happen. Things could be delayed, somebody else could make in an offer, maybe my offer will be declined. I'm already trying to think of how and where I will live if things go past March. But I first have to see if offers will continue. And as practice of possible harsh living conditions, I'm just sleeping on the couch in my two-bed, two-bath apartment, getting used to a little bit of austerity. And if I close and start moving, writing will take it up. Writing will be goal number two. Maybe actually getting something published. Overtime is overtime. Though I'm fervent on professional and personal work and life separation, I try to keep those in separate buckets almost always. And for the fourth goal, yeah, it's the yes list is going to stay solid into March. I will have to reassess what's on that list if one of my March goals is accomplished early, but the only one to really do, only two actually, to really do that would be housing or overtime. I don't think overtime is going to budge, but housing, who knows? I might be a proud homeowner by the end of March. Crossing fingers, wish me luck. As that in closing, let's remain fearless going into March. Check the previous podcast from this one for a bit of a March surprise, and my other podcasts for news. Succeed at what you will in March. Carpe Omnia. And I guess that's it. I'll see you at the finish line. Cheers.